You are now listening to the Orange Podcast, where we explore and enjoy what life has to offer. I'm your host and friend, Priscilla Passion. I'm glad you're here today. Welcome back to the Orange Podcast, where we explore and enjoy what life has to offer. I want to begin with a quote from one of my favorite influencers. I don't even know if he'll call himself that. Mitchell C. Clark, who I've mentioned before. He posted that the most powerful version of yourself is waiting for you on the other side of fear. So I want you to think about what's stopping you. What is stopping you? What is making you fearful? And who can you be on the other side of that if you would conquer it? This is very near and dear to me. As we talked on the last podcast, I was just talking about some of my fears and anxieties and my dream that I have for myself, but fear is stopping me. And so this year, I want us to all together as a family wrestle against fear and beat it up. You know what I'm saying? Knock a few butt, get crazy with it, because we're not going to let it stop us from becoming the most powerful versions of ourselves that God has enabled us to be. Process. Life is a compilation of many processes. I mean, from the beginning of your life, there's a whole process your mother has to go through to get you here. So many things have happened, and for many of us, we had to come in the world in different ways, some peaceful, some traumatic. But probably there are like millions of systems that we engage in on a daily basis. So many steps that we have to take. So process is defined as a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. And what I have found out is that many of us do not delight in process. In fact, we hate it, because more than likely we're not getting what we want, when we want, and how we want, because there are steps in our way and we hate those steps. But the truth is, everything takes time. And unfortunately, well, maybe it's fortunate, time must have its way. Even right now, we are in the process of going from winter weather into spring weather, and I just want it to just change dramatically. But how would that affect the world if there was such a dramatic change in the weather? Like, would there be a shock to us? And I think God puts us in these processes on purpose to kind of work in us so that we're not in shock when things shift. But let's consider even like the most simple process of like wanting to make a particular meal. First, you have to decide what meal you want to make. Then you have to figure out if you have all the ingredients in the kitchen. If you don't have all the ingredients in the kitchen, then guess what? You have to choose a grocery store. Then you have to find your keys, and you have to get in the car, drive at a certain speed limit, stop at all the stop signs. Don't text while you drive. Get to the store, get a cart, go find the stuff and make sure you know which aisle the flour and the rice and all that stuff is in. Get in the line, bag the groceries. You see what I'm saying? There are so many steps to even just the simple things that we do in life, like go to the grocery store. So, of course, when it comes to our future, to our destiny, to our livelihood, to our careers, the process actually will probably get more rigorous and more detailed, because there's more at stake. And we should be very careful in the steps that we take when it comes to our future. We should not be lighthearted in the decisions that we make. So, for example, becoming a well-known or prestigious anything, it's not just based on one big whop. It just happened. No, there are so many things that happen that led up to this moment. And so sometimes we see people at their peak. We see them when it's popping, when they finally have notoriety. But we don't really know all the steps that it took to get them to that point. We don't know what it costs for them to be them. And so we know that it was moment by moment, step by step, brick by brick. Think about Whitney. I love Whitney Houston. Her life was a process. And so anyway, somewhere along the line, we've decided that we want what we want. We want it the fastest way possible. But y'all know the best meals that you've ever had are the marinated ones, the ones sitting and soaking in the seasonings, in the spices, in the surroundings, learning and taking in all the flavor. And so right now, I'm in a series of big and small processes. I mean, I don't think nothing is small, but just go with me here. Just the simple things like the grocery store and all that. But what I'm realizing is that in each step, you may feel winded and empty. After one step is done, you may be like, man, I'm right in the middle, but how am I supposed to get to the end? But this year, especially, and I mean, I think we should always be prayerful, but this year, man, my life has been fueled by prayer because I know that I can't go on my own. I'm weak, but that's okay because God's power is made perfect in weakness. And so I have to go back to God in prayer and say, Lord, I need a little bit more of you, because we can't just go off of what we did 2 weeks ago, what we said a day ago, what we prayed a month ago. This is a daily thing. This is a daily walk. We have to take in our daily bread. Okay? This is a daily walk. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What's important and what I want to highlight in Psalm 37:23 is that there are steps. And through each step of your many journeys, you have to be prayerful, because you will run on empty. And you don't want to make a decision while you're winded, while you're emotional, and while you're on E in the process. If prayer isn't in the process, then I don't want it. But I realize, and I hope you will realize this as well, is that there is beauty in the process. There's beauty in the journey. As I was talking about, the seasons changing. We're currently officially in spring, but it's still a winter vibe, but you can still sense the changes. It would be kind of weird to go from snow to come outside and see flowers and butterflies. But to see it just change over time has a lasting effect on you. And there's a level of anticipation for the fullness to come. And just the small things of hearing the birds, watching the grass start turn green, the leaves come back out of the branches of the trees. Just a beautiful thing to see with your eyes, and it makes the process that more beautiful. You know, I love to bake cookies nowadays and 7-Up pound cakes, so holla at me. Wait, don't talk to me about that. I ain't ready. But I've learned how beautiful the journey is. You get to see all the ingredients that alone are nothing. Like flowers, like blah, you know? But when you put the flour and the sugar and the egg and all that stuff together, and then you come out with this sweet and delicious treat made by your own hands. There's something satisfying about seeing each step and then knowing the possibility of the end. Lastly, I just want to mention something that I heard in a conversation that I was having with a big sister of mine. And she said that God does not waste a wait. And in every second of your process, whether you are aware or not, God is making you better. He's pruning you for the harvest that you are about to receive and enjoy. During your time and your process, whatever that may be, God is not wasting not a second with you. He knows what he's doing, and he knows the end. And we have to trust him and not despise the process. So I hope you will enjoy your journey, that you will explore it and enjoy it, and that you will find that you have blossomed and that you have grown through every second of your process. Thank you for listening to the Orange Podcast. It means a lot that you stayed this long. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe and leave a review. If you are looking for ways to support this show, click the link in the description below. See you next time for a fresh squeeze of the Orange Podcast. Have a colorful day.